Radio Leeds.
Now, this is one of those great stories. Imagine this. You get a lump sum of money, which lands in your lap, and it's all thanks to a relative you knew absolutely nothing about. Well, that's the basis if you've seen Hare Hunters on BBC One. And today's episode is actually based here in West Yorkshire. And a team of researchers managed to find 36 living relatives of a woman from Liversedge in Kirklees. One of them is Alan Beavers from Hetmanwike, who's joining us on Breakfast. You're welcome. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
I'd love somebody to knock on my door and say, oh, you didn't know, long lost relative, they've left you some money. Is that how it works?
Basically, I took one phone call and they said about a lady called Doreen Story, and did I know her at all? And the only thing I could tell them was I knew my grandma was named Story before she married.
Right.
And that was it. The snowball just started from there, and what happened next was just absolutely amazing.
So what did happen next?
Well, basically, they asked if I knew any other relatives which I could put them in contact with. I gave them the names of some of my relatives I knew existed over at Morecambe, and obviously my sister they didn't know about neither. And then from there, it just went on and on and on until I was finally contacted by Finders and Air Hunters, and they just said, well, we found absolutely something amazing within your family as well.
So, this relative, this person you didn't know, clearly had some money left when she passed through. Is that right?
Yes, she basically passed. She didn't have much cash, but she had a nice house. So obviously that's where the valuation came in. I obviously instantly needed to find out more about her. So I went to what I call the family encyclopedia, which is my mum. Bless her, she's still with us.
Yeah.
She's 92 years old. As soon as I said, do you know a Doreen Story, Mum? It was like, wow. Oh, what do you want to know? We could tell you everything about it. And she just came out with all this family. And I was saying, Mum, where are all the... How come they live 3 miles away and I don't even know them?
Why didn't you? Is it just one of those things that families move away, move
well,
on?
Yes. Yes, but most of it was from my dad's side. Now, unfortunately, my dad passed away at a young age in 1978. So the Beavers side of the family sort of drifted away. Right. And that's where it came in. From that side.
You know, when that the first time that phone rang and they asked you, did you think, oh, is it a scam? Did you? I mean, I would. Maybe I'm just really cynical. I'd be thinking, what is this?
Most definitely. In fact, when they called me, I asked for details and I took some notes and everything. And of course, as you do, you go online, you check these people out and all the rest of it. And then I made some phone calls to them and they said, oh, no, we're absolutely genuine. We don't want no money, no at all. We just want to know you exist. Do you know any of the rest of the family that exist? And we want to then obviously find out all the heirs from the estate.
So this hunt to find members of your family, they filmed this, did they?
The Finders people obviously went out and found them all. And then the BBC turned up and said, well, we found an interesting story within your family, which is my great uncle Alvin's story. And it went from there. And
tell me about your great uncle Alvin.
Well, my great uncle Alvin died at the Battle of Ypres in 1918.
Right.
Unfortunately, shrapnel wounds to the head. However, he'd been in the military 4 years already and he was only 19 when he died. So the storyline came in that he must have joined up at 16 as a young lad, and it was absolutely tragic that he'd gone all through the Great War until only 6 months to the end to die.
So this isn't just a story about getting some unexpected money. This is a story about connecting with your family that you weren't aware of and the history of your family.
Of course, yes. I mean, for me, it was great, great news, because I've obviously been in the military myself. I've done 23 years in the Royal Navy. So that connection was there instantly. And it's now enticed me to go and find out more about Alvin.
Brilliant. Well, we can see your story on Hare Hunters this morning at 9:15. It'll be fascinating. How much money did you get?
Just £1,800.
Just? It's all right. I've got to say,
it's not a fortune, but yes, it was a lovely windfall that I never expected.
No.
But as I said, there was 36 beneficiaries from a family that's just far and wide.
But you've now found and connected with that family.
Oh, yes, yes, that's yes. I'm actually trying to make contact with a few of them because all I had was their names and where they lived and that lot. So I've actually gone back to Air Hunters and Finders now to try and find their addresses so we can sort of get together and have a beer and talk about who we know and who we don't know.
I think it's a great story and it's lovely to see you. Thanks for coming in to see us this
morning. You're more
than
welcome.
Alan Beavers from Heckman Wyke. You can see his family story then on Hare Hunters this morning at 9.15 on BBC One and far more than just finding the money. It's about actually connecting with the family, which is fascinating. I love that.